Brilliance Audio presents Roar of the Storm by Adam Birch, performed by the author. 12. The number of years I have sailed the vast since riding the rocket out of Tau's Atmo. 9. Since the surgery to repair my voice with these artificial cords, I sound like I could melt the skin off Hornhide Mako. 7. 7 years ago, I completed the interfractural medical exam and received my license under the tutelage of the doctor who repaired my voice. Small compensation for the less than desirable results of his scalpel. 3. That was when I joined the Universal Freight and Parcel Service and Captain Ollie Rawlinson hired me as chief medical officer aboard his ship, the James Bentley. 1. A year since I've set foot on Market, this amoeba-like planet of interconnected ships that lies at the heart of the Black Rose Path. Half. Only half an hour since I learned that my father has died. Now, I touch the scar on my neck as I relieve myself into the cantina's ceramic trough. Never could go comfortably without a countdown since the Wendigo. At least my piss is falling instead of hovering. Thank the ancestors for artificial gravity. My mind recalls the words that scrolled across the Bentley's comm screen. Black Rose Newsfeed, 09.09, post-fractural collapse, 5669, Galactic Standard. Edric Leontes, patriarch of House Wusong Leontes, has perished. Two-time champion of the combat, Leontes rose from poverty to found a noble house of Tau's pantheon. He allied with the imperial throne and served as Emperor Wusong's surrogate on the High Synod. His was a just and even hand. Synod member and political rival Faistian, patriarch of House Julii, eulogized during the lavish funeral ceremony. The entirety of the planet's capital city flooded the rooftops and skyways to pay homage to the fallen patriarch. Edric Leontes was the last generation of old warriors, the Lord of the Julii told the tearful crowd. His final words to me were, I stand on the precipice of the highest scraper, a promised land before me. Take what is yours by divine right. Lord Julii then lit the death pyre. The megalopolis watched as Leontes' ashes rose into the twilight. House Leontes has no surviving heirs. End transmission. Deception, I think. And not just because the language paints him a hero. My homeworld, Tau, rarely used to appear on the nets. A hinterland on the fringe of the radial corridor, it wasn't even worth mentioning. Now, it seems, the planet is garnering public interest. The members of the nobility, known as the Pantheon, have built a massive fleet. The largest since the evacuation of Morale, I'm told. They've stockpiled aural weapons and set their sights for their nearest neighbor, Lyria. Their aggressive posture has the whole fracture on edge. No centralized government exists to curb a barbarian tribe like the Tauans. There hasn't been a full-scale planetary assault since before the fall of Morale. People did not believe such a thing could happen. Whether it can or not, all eyes are on Tau, and I am anxious because of it. Promise me we will always be friends, Edmund. Faistian said to me once, like a dreadful prophecy. My old friend, my foster brother, now the Grand Patriarch of Tau. Those days spent on my island home of bone, training on her white shores, sailing the restless waves of the green ocean, were a serenity before the gale, before everything changed. Before he became a ruler, and I became a ghost.